Like Hills of Dakota.
Black Hills of Dakota.
That's where he was from. He'd tell me about him, you know, and we had it all figured we were gonna do that, but we never did it.
No, we haven't done anything.
I just retired and quit. All I do is mess with my little old garden out there, and I fish a little bit.
How about, you know, when people have like a garden or they have flowers and they want them, you know, fence them, what kind of a fence do they use?
I'd just get me a what we call chicken wire fence. It's just little wire mesh fence, and all you'd need if you was gonna fence one in is one, say, 4 foot wire or 5 foot wire would be plenty. Or you could put 7 foot wire up there, but there wouldn't be no reason putting that much wire there, because you take right now it's not much to fence out of my garden is maybe you might want to fence an armadillo out of there, keep him from going in there, or a rabbit. A rabbit would go in there and eat your garden up if you have any around. But used to be a lot of rabbits here, but we don't have any rabbits here anymore. With these cats, they'll catch them and drag them up and eat them.
How about, you know, somebody sometimes has one of their yards
to
look pretty, so they put a white fence out around the house.
Mm-hmm.
What kind of fence?
A picket fence? Mm-hmm. Yeah, they people that put these picket fences up and then paint them white, and they make them look real pretty. She does all the flower, then all these flowers, that's her part. And my part's the garden. She tends the flower and I tend the garden. And
what about, you know that big white flower,
it's
about this big and it grows on a big old tree and it smells really good?
Oh, magnolia?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I got one right out there.
You do?
Yeah, and whenever time comes, this past spring, it was just loaded down with them great big white magnolia. And you could smell them. She'd go out there and break two or three and bring them here and set them here in the house, and they'll keep for a day or two. And it smelled the whole house. You could smell them.
Oh, that's my favorite.
Yeah.
What about, do you have any of those kind of plants that if you run into them, they scratch, make you itch a lot? Most times you break out in like a rash on
them? No, I don't think I have. She got all kind of bushy, but I don't think she got any of them.
I think they usually have that out in the woods.
Well, now we have what we call a stinging nettle. Mm-hmm. When I was a boy going barefooted, I get them, hit them with my old bare feet, and man, they itch and sting. Mm-hmm. We call them a stinging nettle.
What about, if
there's
like some kind of berries that you're not supposed to eat, that'll make you sick?
You mean like
gallberries? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, gallberries. There's lots of gallberries right behind the house here in that wooded section there. There's a lot of gallberries, and they're ripe right now. They're pretty and black.
What would you tell somebody, like if your grandchildren were going outside and you thought that they might eat them, you said don't eat those?
I said don't eat them gallberries now, because them there are bitter. Mm-hmm. And if they bite one, they'll know they're bitter.
You know,
I'll tell them once, and then they let them drop.
What about if they got their hands dirty outside playing with the bears, maybe, and they came in to wash their hands, and they didn't wash them in the kitchen, they were washing in the bathroom, what would they turn to get the water to come out?
A spigot?
Mm-hmm.
Or faucet. Sometimes you call it a faucet, sometimes spigot is all the same thing.